Absolutely. Thank you.
Here we are. So,
good afternoon, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Trade Finance Special Interest Group update today, 9th of June. We are very happy to have the group growing, so please continue to join us and share the update. And also, if you have any suggestions on the topic to be covered, always reach out to us. So today we have really an interesting update coming from the East, from China. We have Mr. Chen here, who is really one of the unique individual working for an excellent setup, which is focused around providing how the blockchain application can be developed for the benefit of the financial institution. So a bit of an update on Mr. Chen. He's a vice president and blockchain expert at PSAFE, the company that he works for. He will shortly introduce himself. PSAFE is quite a well-known name on the decentralized network technology and blockchain commercial applications in the financial area. Mr. Chen has over 20 years of experience across different multinational companies, along as also the overseas experience to really kind of solidify that from a global standpoint to develop the commercial application on blockchain. And today he has four good scenarios to sell and to talk about, and which I'm really interested. First is a letter of credit. The second is the factoring, and something that I also learned about called chalet financing. So I'm keen to learn that as well. Looking at the guarantees, bills, and forfeiting. So it's my pleasure to invite Mr. Chen for this session. But before we do that, I have to read antitrust policy, and I have to ensure that I follow all the guidance of this antitrust policy. And if you don't want to continue on after I read this policy, feel free to disconnect. Linux Foundation meeting involves participation by industry competitor, and it is the intention of Linux Foundation to conduct all its activity in accordance with applicable antitrust and competition law. It is therefore extremely important that the attendees adhere to the meeting agendas, be aware of and not participate in any activity that are prohibited under the applicable US, state, federal, or foreign antitrust and competition laws. Example of type of actions that are prohibited at Linux Foundation meetings and in connection with Linux Foundation activities described in the Linux Foundation antitrust policy, available at http://www.linuxfoundation.org/antitrust-policy. If you have questions about these matters, please contact your company counsel. Or if you're a member of Linux Foundation, feel free to contact Andrew Abdigro of the firm Gessmer Abdigro LLP, which provide legal counsel to the Linux Foundation. Hyperledger is committed to creating a safe and welcoming community for all. And for more information, please visit Hyperledger Code of Conduct. The special interest group that we have focuses on trade finance, anything with respect to trade finance, how the business applications are being done in trade finance, as well as writing some reference architecture. Working group papers focuses on really seeing how we can take this adoption to the next level. And that's me and Andrea. Without further ado, I would now pass the floor over to Mr. Chen. I will stop sharing, and Mr. Chen, if you can start sharing and present your sharing, that would be great. Over to you, Mr. Chen.
Okay, I'm sharing the screen. Can you see the PPT?
No, we can't yet.
You have to maybe share your screen.
Yeah, I'm sharing now. Wait a moment.
Are you sharing?
Can you see? Can you see the first slide?
Mail. No.
No, can you share your screen again? Because I'm not seeing anything.
So you are stop the sharing, right? Sharing.
Yeah, I stopped the sharing. Yeah, you have to start sharing now.
Yeah.
Yes, now it's coming up. So if you can go back to your slides, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much. Over to you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Chen Honggang from China Beijing PLCF Company. I'm very glad to join the Hyperledger Trade Financial SIG meeting. And also, this is my first time to attend the meeting. This afternoon, I want to share the Trade Financial Blockchain Commercial Application with you. So, PLCF is a leading global enterprise solutions and service provider. It's founded in Beijing, China in July 2014 and focused on underlying platform technology and application of blockchain. We joined Hyperledger in June 2016 and we are the first HTTP and HCSP of Hyperledger in Asia Pacific area. Our slogan is technology changes the world and creates a more credible future. Supply chain finance is a very hot topic this year, but supply chain financial industries still have some problems. The first is asymmetric information between upstream and downstream firms. Data island is very popular. The second problem is imperfect credit system. It's difficult to prove the authenticity of information and the failure to monitor the breaches of contracts. Thirdly is financing difficulties. The middle and small enterprise is hard to make financing and the financing cost is so high. The financial service blockchain strategies is plus blockchain, not blockchain plus. We need not reconstruct the financial IT system. With overlay blockchain on the existing financial information system, we can provide the API and SDK to integrate the current IT system from a single center to a multi-center architecture and remove silos. Use distributed ledger to pull siloed transactions into a single account view, then achieve safe and efficient financial business on blockchain. We use the Alliance blockchain technology. The banks form a multi-center Alliance chain. Every Alliance member bank set up one blockchain node. It's composed of three layers. Layer one is P2P network of multi-member. Multi-member participation is very important. If only two members join the network, it cannot do consensus and no meaning. Layer two is consensus. After successfully consensus, the bank business information is written into one ledger. And layer three is smart contracts. It's very important that the services must have common rule for multiple members. Then write the rule in smart contracts and automatically operation. It achieves business coordination through sharing of ledgers, especially for multiple members which lack trust each other. So how is blockchain bring benefits to financial institutions? I will introduce some typical use cases for you. This is the commercial use case for blockchain-based letter of credit system, BCLC. The CITIC, Minsheng, and the Suning Bank composed the alliance. The Swift Agent Bank model needs too long time in transaction for bank. The paper credit letter is easy to fake. The letter of credit platform uses the fabric blockchain technology to link multiple banks to build the interbank credit information transmission system. The banks can share the credit of that information on the blockchain. The system shortens each link time of the opening, notification, delivery, acceptance, and the payment of the letter of credit, and decrease the transmission time to second level, increasing business processing efficiency. The platform is put into use on July 2017, and the first domestic credit of letter service is launched, and the transaction amount is about 100 million RMB. This case is for China Construction Bank blockchain trade financial platform. As we know, the forfeiting service is no offer platform, and the inquiry is of high cost and low efficiency. The transmission of trade quotation exists risks. Creditors' rights are transmitted through SWIFT, and the information is easily detampled. So we can build a forfeiting business management platform based on blockchain to attract business-related parties to join in and publish the information of forfeiting announcements on the chain. And the information is open, transparent, and cannot be tampered. So the transaction process can be automatically executed. All the transaction details are stored in the chain. So an inter-adjacent blockchain underlying platform based on the cross-domain and cross-system IT governance of Hyperledger Fabric has been established. The underlying platform helps to establish an efficient, secure, credible, and traceable trade financial service ecosystem among organizations with low-cost business information transfer and depository receipts. Till now, the transaction volume exceed 360 billion RMB, approximately 50 billion US dollars. So on October 2019, the China Construction Bank launched the BC Trade 2.0. It's at a new business refactory. The system is consists of commercial factoring company and the banks. The factoring company can sell the factory to bank. All the process can be done online. The account receivable transfer by a rights confirmation is visual, and the block info cannot be tampered, and the invoice information is traceable. The China Trade and the Financial Blockchain Platform is planned by China Banking Association. PeerSafe provides important technical service support for the platform. It is responsible for drafting various technical standards and interface standards and developing the underlying blockchain platform. It has developed and shared the source code of the national cryptography algorithm, besides system testing and joint adjustment work. It uses the credits of letter and the forfeiting standards. It uses multi-chain architecture. It contains four layers: the nucleus layer, business chain layer, application service layer, and the UI layer. So it contains the top 12 banks, including the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, Agricultural Bank of China, Bank of China, Construction Bank of China, and HSBC China, etc. The platform has launched letter of credit service since December 2018. The first interbank transaction verification of forfeiting secondary markets was completed on December 2019, with ICBC Sichuan branch as the buyer and the Community Bank Sichuan branch as the seller. The system has four layers. layer one is for supervised and maintenance provided by China Banking Association.
Coffee.
Layer two is for 12 big banks. Layer three is for city banks, which deploy with peer. And the layer four is for small financial institutes, which join the clients. Now, the platform is planning to absorb more small and medium banks to build a big alliance. Here is the Suning Blacklist Data Sharing Platforms. Suning Group has several financial institutes, and the blacklist data is not shared. The reason is they are afraid the blacklist data will leak if shared to others. So it is hard to have a complete blacklist to check. We have established two chains for blacklist data sharing platform. One is data chain, which records the blacklist. The other is transaction chain for stimulation. If you upload blacklist to the platform, you can get the token award. If you download the blacklist, you need a pay token. Set up compliance service. When the blacklist data is found to be fake, the query organization can sue the data provider in the system. All customer privacy information, such as ID card number and name data on the chain, are encrypted and stored after desensitization. At the same time, sensitive information such as custom low amounts and overdue days are all stored on the blockchain after being tagged. What's more, the platform creatively adopts the mechanism of anonymous publishing and querying, and the institutions that query data and the institutions that are queried are anonymous operations, which fully protects the commercial secrets of the financial institutions. Now the platform is running for more than 1 year. 11 million blacklist data are accumulated. It is very useful for cost reduction and risk control for financial institutions. This is a use case for general administration of China customs. The China customs clearance of imports and exports is inefficient and costly. Financial institutions have limited service capabilities and the risks are difficult to control. It's hard for enterprise in the imports and exports business to get financing, and it is difficult to break the traditional business model. So, build a trade alliance including all participants from the overseas trading, declaring, finance, insurance, shipping, inspection, customs declaration, domestic warehouse, logistic freight to domestic clients, etc. All the key information and data in the whole cross-border trade process are secured to be true and fundamentally interconnected. Participants' data cross-validation to improve the credibility of the data and strengthen the transaction credits of the company. So through 285 core elements fields and 7 sets of standard interface services and application systems, the underlying blockchain platform, TBC, Blockchain Cross-Border Trade Express, has attracted 81 enterprises with 7 main roles: trader, supplier, warehouse, customs broker, bank, inspection, customs, and from 4 business areas of cross-border trade: trader, logistics, finance, and supervision. By October 9, 2019, the on-chain bank has provided 163 million RMB low-interest loans to on-chain trading enterprises, which truly reflects the trusted value of TBC blockchain cross-border trade platforms. The second part is other applications with the addition of IoT technology. This is IoT plus financial plus blockchain use cases for Fusion Group. Fusion Group is a financial institute located in Shanghai. The traditional logistic information is easily be tampered, so we use the IoT equipment to monitor the logistic information and the real-time reports to blockchain. And the logistic information, including the location, temperature, and the humidity, etc. Another information is about the electronic lock status, open and close time, position, who operates the lock, etc. After sending it to the delivery system, cross-validation of IoT system and the logistic system data ensure that the information can be self-evident in business chain. Then, with this true information to Fusion Group, it can provide the financial services to exporter, even if the goods is on the truck. The case is successfully used in China-Europe express transportation. This is a blockchain warehouse supervision platform used for Dolphin WMS system. With IoT plus blockchain, it realizes the mapping between physical assets to digital assets, using smart contracts to preset the collateral value. With IoT technology, the goods information in warehouse can be collected in real time and automatically risk warning and sent to the enterprise ERP. The ERP provides collateral value data, and the goods mortgage system provide pledge value management, risk control, and early warning. Blockchain and IoT information verify each other to ensure that the goods control is reliable and effective. So the warehouse goods owner can get financing services from Fusion Group more cheaper and more quickly. Okay. That's all. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chen. A very, very good presentation. So, how big is your blockchain team?
We have 100 person. Yeah. And most of them are technical teams.
Very impressive. Yes. And second question on the on that customs trade connect that you talked about. So is there, how many, is that being used by the China customs today?
Yes. All the use cases are commercial cases used in China, and some use cases they have overseas customers. Yeah, for example, for the trade financial platforms, the fulfilling services they have the overseas customers. Yeah.
Very good. One has any questions, feel free to ask the questions if you have.
I have another question at all, Mr. Chen. You were mentioning the use of data and IoT. What you presented was basically on LCs. Is there any development aside of this? I mean, not LCs, but export credit facilities. Haven't you developed anything in this respect so far?
Yeah. You mean the IoT use cases?
Yes.
I introduced.
And the detection of physical data.
Okay. It's divided with two parts. One part is the application layer, application parts. Second part is the blockchain, blockchain data parts. We provide the blockchain underlying platforms And the Fusion Group, they provide the application layer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can cooperate together very well with the special SDK and API to exchange the information. Yeah. So.
How about for the, in case of the IoT to blockchain integration, are you keeping certain information off chain or everything is in fabric?
I think for the IoT equipment, they can collect in the data such as the temperature, position. After the getting the data, it will send in to the blockchain directly. Yeah, directly. I think also they can do the data validation with the logistic system and the delivery system to ensure the data is correct. Yeah. So all the two use cases use the fabric.
Right.
I have a question.
The blockchain GACC, okay. The General Administration of Customs of PRC.
Yeah.
You mentioned there are parties like the trader, the financial institution. So you mentioned there is a business alliance. So can you talk a little bit about that project? Because that is very interesting. What you are doing as part of that GACC project.
Okay, let me talk more about these use cases. This use case is for the Tianjin customer. You know, Tianjin is a city near Beijing.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Tianjin car. And they use scenario is for the imports of the cars from Europe, like from Germany, like the Benz cars from Germany to China, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if the car is okay and sent out to the from factory, it will sending the information to the blockchain immediately. Yeah. Then the transportation company, the train company, they will also record the transportation data to the blockchain, and then it's sending to China customer. Then we will connecting like the financial institutions and the China customers, they can do the customer clearance. And with the blockchain, we can send a very, find the information from the blockchain easily and clearly. No need to fill so many tables and reduce the manual work of the China custom. Yeah, because they can find everything in the blockchain. And also, if something happens, such as the car is damaged, then maybe the insurance company will pay the deposit money to the owner. Yes. Also, the insurance company can find the cause all information in the blockchain to make the money to the customer very quickly and very clearly. And so I think with blockchain, we can shorten all the processes and also in the business alliance, every member, if they work well, they can improve their credits. So the banks can provide the financial services to the enterprise in the business alliance. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other question from anybody on the call?
I think there was somebody just started asking a question just as you spoke there.
That was me. This is Kelly here.
Kelly, hi.
Hi, Mr. Chen. I just want to check with you. Who owns this data? Because you were talking about some facts and figures, especially on the blacklisting profiles. I was wondering, how do you obtain all this data and who owns them?
Okay, that's good questions. I think the data is belong the user themselves, not belong the big company. Yeah, because for example, the Suning blacklist data sharing platforms or all the institutions, they own their own blacklist data. Even they send the data to the blockchain, it's all encrypted. Yeah. If somebody want to get the data, they must get approval from the institutions.
PeerSafe point of view, do you have access to this data?
PeerSafe, we don't have the data. Yeah, we only provide the bottom technology of a blockchain. Yeah, the data is belong to customers, belong to financial institutes. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yes. I'm from China. Yeah, and this question is also related to the Suning blacklist system. Okay. I have two questions. One is, can the system trade the bonus point? You mean you got a bonus point to get the data? Yeah. If you hear the data, you get a bonus point. If you use the data, you pay the bonus.
Yeah.
So the first question is the system has a mechanism for a ordinary user to buy bonus point to get some data? This is first question. The next question is since the system just uses the desensitization data, you see, so you must keep the security and the privacy of the customer. So how to judge the quality of the data? Yeah, you must, according to the quality of the data, give the user some of a bonus point. Yeah, okay. That's my two questions. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, the first question, the system can trace the bonus transaction. Yeah, we can use the blockchain browser to trace it every bonus transaction. It's no problem. Yes, and so the second question is bonus points cannot buy money. In this case, they can get only from the sharing the data. That means you sharing more blacklist data, you can get more bonus points, then you can have the more blacklist data services. Yeah. So for this mechanism, it will avoid for some big institutions, they have very good, great money, they can buy all the blacklist data. Yeah, that's unfair.
Mr. Chen, you mentioned in your China Trade Finance cross bank platform. Did I hear you that you said it is free? If you go back to your China Trade Finance,
this platform, one,
yeah, is this solution free?
This solution is not free. Yeah.
Oh, because I got confused. You say here in the solution infrastructure, this has been constructed based on Fabric. It adopts the multi-chain hierarchical structure with public services can be centralized, and each business and organization is moderately free. So maybe
It's moderately free. That free means to the alliance member, it's free. Yeah, but the total project is not free.
So it's paid for by the Trade Finance Blockchain, which is the banking association, right?
Yeah. And yes.
For the members.
Yes, for the members,
it's for the banking association to exist.
Yeah.
So ultimately, do pay.
Yes.
But this is a big network, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. This case, they have the three chains, three services: letter of credit and of affiliation. Now they are planning to the third service, the supply chain. Yeah.
Mr. Chen, okay. Thank you for sharing and some really great use cases you've shared with us. Just following on from not the notion of whether the platform service is free, but just a couple of quick questions is, I'm assuming that all of the use cases you've shown us are in production?
All the use cases is the commercial use cases.
Commercial use cases in, and they're deployed in production? Sorry, just to clarify that.
Yes.
Super. And then the second question is who is running the platform service per se?
PeerSafe provides blockchain platforms. We use the Hyperledger fabric. Yeah, all these cases. Yeah, use fabric.
Okay, so all of these use cases in production, PeerSafe is running for the participants of each of the use cases?
All the use cases, yeah. The bottom layer is using Fabric.
I think you're asking who is the cloud provider? Is there a cloud provider?
Provider is we have the different partners for the application layer, you know. For example, for this China Construction Bank, our application powers is RunChain, located in Nanjing, RunChain technology.
And who is paying for that? So if someone comes to you and asks for building the solution, do they use you build the network and they use your network, or is it that they have to have their own cloud?
I think we provide a total solution with our partners. Yeah, our partners they provide the application layer, and we provide the bottom layer of the blockchain. So we are a complete solution. The customer only they can buy the solution, the total solution. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chen, maybe is this hosted on AWS or is this hosted on Microsoft Azure which is the cloud?
Okay. For example, for this China Construction Bank operating blockchain, they use the Rome cloud. It's a special financial cloud.
Rome cloud.
Rome, R-O-N-G, like the Rome cloud.
Oh, Rome cloud. Okay, R-O-N-G. Okay. And what about the trade finance, the cross trade finance, cross bank transaction platform? Is that also in the Rome cloud, R-O-N-G?
Maybe for this, I need to check. I'm not very sure.
So most of the deployment, Mr. Chong, maybe the general questions. So most of the deployment that you have, are they all using the Rome cloud, R-O-N-G, or there could be using also like other cloud that we know, like Amazon or Azure or Huawei or others?
I know like the Ali Cloud, Alibaba, Ali Cloud, and Huawei Cloud. Yeah, also very popular used.
Huh?
Okay.
Mr. Chen, can I just assume, based on what you just said, can I assume that PeerSafe actually just take charge of the blockchain area and you pair yourself with many other partners to fulfill any projects, including what you're showing now, which is the China Construction Bank? So you are not you're not providing the entire solution all by yourself, but you're just partnering, and your part is just providing the blockchain technology to them.
You are true. We focus on the blockchain bottom layer. Yeah, in the financial area, but in some other area, we can provide the total solution, including the application layer.
Okay.
Because we have very good partners, in Nanjing,
Okay, thank you.
And also, I know, Mr. Chen, you're famous for your cryptography, right? So they're very good on the cryptography and very good on security, which is a key, especially for the financial services industry. And I think there's certain cloud providers who use in the financial service industry because it's because of the security required.
Yes. You know, our company English name is PeerSafe. So our team is come from the safe technology. We have to do the modernization for the fabric to support our China cryptography algorithm. And also in China, some big enterprise, they are required to use the China national algorithm. So we can provide the services and with high performance. The customer said it cannot decrease, it will not decrease the speed of the blockchain. We are glad to see that.
Yeah, Mr. Cheng, final question from my side. The letter of credit, did I hear that you actually replaced SWIFT? And if you did the letter of credit, why did you want to replace SWIFT? And what is the learning from that replacement? And what is the future plan on your SWIFT replacement with the blockchain letter of credit?
Okay, so now we use SWIFT and the blockchain solution parallelly. So the two solutions are all running. I think the reason is the SWIFT is very expensive and it cannot support Chinese language, the transportation time is very long. So with blockchain, we can provide more efficient and more reliable services for the credit of data. So in the future, if the blockchain service running very well, maybe some banks, they will remove the SWIFT solution, and only use the blockchain solution. Now the two solutions is all running.
I muted that. So I think the key thing that you also had to keep in mind is this is domestic. It isn't international SWIFT. It's just domestic within China.
So if I send, if I do a SWIFT message today in China, does it works, right? But it's just that it doesn't support the Chinese language, is what I heard from Mr. Cheng.
It's not support Chinese language now. And the the SWIFT language is very limited. They cannot support more contents.
Yeah. Complex instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Anyone else has
Yeah, can I have another question? Yeah, Mr. Chen.
Okay.
Yeah. I have seen there is a lot of use cases in your speech, and there are many business partners. So I think Pairsafe is provides the blockchain platform for your business partners. But how about their business system? You mean in the financial bank, there are a lot of business system. So do you attend the building of the business system, or you just provide the blockchain platform for them? So thank you.
I think I replied the question earlier. Yeah, we have very good partners to can provide the application layer. Yes, we cooperate together to provide a total solution with our customer banks. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you mean your business partners will provide the business system part? Is that right?
To provide the business part, the application parts. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello. This is Scott from China. I'm ecosystem manager of Hyperledger. I know PSA for a long time, and so I can give you some background on this. Yeah, so in China, banks have some of the integrated partners for a long time. They are very familiar with bank service and with the business, and also know the requirements very, very well, and they cooperate for a long time. So for PSAFE, like the startup company, they are not certified or they are not qualified at start part to participate into banking and business. So, but they are good on blockchain, and they know blockchain. And the another part is PSAFE can modify blockchain technology like Fabric with China national encryption, and change that to satisfy the requirements of banking. So in this part, the PSAFE provides the blockchain ability and cooperate with the banking certified integration. System integrated companies together to create the total solution for the banks.
Yes, yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, like this China Construction Bank, the cooperate with Runchain, and because
Runchain in Nanjing,
yes, it's Nanjing, it's certified. And they cooperate with construction bank for a long time, and a lot of different banking systems. And PSAFE just work in some of them, like the 415, like the letter of credit, but a lot others may not involve in any of blockchain.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Another part is in China because banking system have a very higher security level than other industry. So China has a special cloud called Zhongcloud.
Zhongcloud
is special for banking and financing industries.
Okay.
They don't serve for some other industries like so wholesale like that. So this is just for financial companies and banking, and they have a very special security and technology to protect. They also have very strong higher security level than other industry. So this is some background of China and PSA project.
Very useful, Scott. Mr. Chen, so how many nodes would you have deployed on last 3 years based on your different use cases? Would you have a number?
I think this number, maybe I cannot share. Yeah, because okay. we signed some the NDA with the financial institutions. Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
I know. For example, for this China Construction Bank, they have about 50 financial institutions in the big alliance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the alliance is turning more bigger now. Yeah.
And each alliance member is a separate node.
Some members they will share the nodes. Yeah.
Okay. Understand. Thank you.
Yes.
I think Palm, you said you had more questions. I think we cut you off there. Do you have any more questions?
No, this has been great, actually, Julian. And Mr. Chen, thank you very much for sharing. Just as a follow-up, it's good to see what PeerSafe is doing with all of the partners in the ecosystems for each of the platforms. Maybe sometime in the future, it would be good just to understand how each of those platform services is offering the services from a commercial pricing point of view, because it's always good to understand the business case to connect to a service that your company's done a great job in creating.
Okay.
We could definitely
have a question.
Yeah, Andrea?
No, I have no other questions. I was asking whether there was someone who wants to step in and make a question.
Yeah, we can also invite, I mean, as Hyperledger, we have some banks who are members. We have a very large ecosystem in China, which PeerSafe has been one of the, you know, for many years. We also work with Ant, we work with Tencent. They're all Hyperledger members. So we have quite an ecosystem. And what we're sharing today has been happening for a long time. Some of these networks have been going for 2 years and have been running silently, right? But effectively. So, you know, I think there's a lot of interest in China. I think the questions will be, you know, do we can consolidate? Do you get more networks? How does that work when you've got many different systems? And then, you know, obviously, I think how does it go global? So how does that interact with all the WeTrades, the DLT ledgers, and other kind of systems? I think is intriguing and interesting going forward, right? So, you know, very, very interesting stuff.
Indeed.
So we could bring some of the banks. We could bring some of the banks and others maybe from China to come and talk about what they're doing in this space. If that's of interest to people.
For me, it does. I'm really interested to go in deeper into this at the bank level. It will help us understanding what's going on in China.
And Ross, you've done a bit in China, haven't you, as well? Is Ross there? He's on mute, I think.
Yes, Julian, I have. And I've worked closely with China Citibank on their, not that closely on their project, but I have good contacts in there. I know that they're very busy, very active, very high volume, like Mr. Chen said.
That's the Pacific Mentioned Bank, Sunning, was one of the first ones, I think. It was in Beijing.
Yeah, one of the first slides.
Early 2018, I think. So it's been going for a long time. Intriguing.
Yeah, this has been great. Is there anyone else who has any other questions before we wrap up or suggestion on what they would like to cover?
And can I suggest everyone joins the email list? So goes to our wiki and joins our email list in order to get all this information that we have. I think would be great for people to do that as well.
Absolutely. And I would like to thank Mr. Chen for his excellent speech today.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chen.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
23rd of June.
Exactly.
Take care, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Bye.
Everybody, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.
See you.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye.